as
God
intended.
Let's go. Aloha and welcome to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. That's right, folks. Malcolm messed around and gave us another show. I'm bringing some of my great friends with me, and we're going to talk about something we love, natural medicine, really the only medicine that there is. As you may know, I'm your host, Dr. Henry Ely, but always please call me Dr. H. It's so good to be here with you, and thank you so much for listening. Remember, tell all your freedom friends that they can find this show along with Dr. Jana Schmidt, Nicola Burnett, and Dr. Brian Artis, y'all. And of course, yours truly. Live and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks, and of course via America Out Loud phone apps that you can download from Apple, Android, and Alexa. Basically everywhere, folks, you can find us. Well, we have a great show for you today, and I'm going to give you a little bit deeper insight into why I'm so unapologetic about my complete and unbreakable faith in God's divine design of healing and natural in the human body and so many other things. You know, what's so fascinating to me is I asked people this question recently. Tell me one thing living that God has ever designed, that God has ever created, that doesn't fix itself. And people sit there for a second and they go, I don't know. And I'm like, that's because everything God designs fixes itself. There's an order to it. There's a divine design. Well, folks, you know, I then follow that up usually with, tell me one thing man has ever created that fixes itself. And people can't answer that question. And so I look at them and go, do you see the gap? Do you see the gap and why reverence is warranted, why gratitude is warranted? Because something special is happening here. The magic of our existence. And that's what this show is really, really, really going to be about. So in segment two and segment three after the breaks, I'm going to talk with you about what it took for me to get here, to this place of unbreakable faith, of just gratitude and appreciation, waking up every morning and saying, thank you, God, for this new day. Thank you. Thousands of trillions of things in my body had to go right every single split second while I slept for me to wake up into this wonderful, glorious new day. And it's a blank canvas I get to paint and create what it's going to be. So thank you, Father. Thank you for this new day. So I wake up every morning. It was taught to me by a woman who lived to be over 100 years old. She taught that to me when she was in her late 70s. And I've been doing it ever since, every morning. It's the first thought I have. It's a good place to begin. I like listening to the wisdom of our elders. I really do. You know, I think it's people who've made it that far, they didn't get there by being stupid. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to tell you, for me, folks, it's been a journey. Really a beautiful journey. Most beautiful journey I could ever imagine. It's been a challenging one, of course, at times. That's what journeys are. And at times it's been super hard, you know, and like, I've just felt like giving up. But really, that's the only way to fail, is to give up. And the reason I've never given up is ultimately because I've never been alone. This is that story of God carrying us. When we have footprints in the sand, well, God, why is there only one pair of footprints during that part of my journey? Because I was carrying you. child. Well, thank you, Father. That's pretty awesome of you. I really, really appreciate it. And that's the wonderful thing. I was never alone, and neither will you. Neither will you be alone when you have faith. So before we get there to the stories, and because I definitely got some stories to tell you, and I think some of them are going to defy belief. Some of them are going to make you go, that didn't happen. He's embellishing. With God as my witness, I tell you everything that I'm going to tell you happened. And that's what made it, for me, undeniable. You say, well, I want to see God. I want to see God. I want to see God's present every day, brother. All you got to do is open your eyes and maybe open your heart a little bit. It's impossible not to see God. Look in the sky. Look in the seasons as they change. Look as leaves as they grow and leaves as they die. You look in little kids as they grow up and the wonder and the magic that's in their eyes. You look at our elders and the wisdom that they want to impart. You look at us in these middle ages of our lives and the work we do and the loads that we shoulder for both of those ends of the human spectrum. And you go, it's all part of the divine design when we give it a chance to be. When we stop working for ourselves and start working for something much greater. What is that? Purpose. So today, what I'm going to be talking to you about is my journey from pain to purpose. Because I know a lot of you out there in pain. And I want you to know I'm with you. I want you to know that God is with you. That pain can be an inspiration when you use it in the right frame of mind. That pain can inspire you to overcome. Pain can inspire you to evolve. Pain can inspire you to become a better version of yourself. And that's what pain has done for me. So I don't look at pain as a bad thing. Doesn't mean I like it, although I'm a fighter, so I kind of like getting hit, to be honest with you. Kind of turns me on, but not in that kinky way. Don't go there. Don't take your brains there, please. Just saying, it's not something to be afraid of. It's not something to shy away from. It's something there to help you learn a lesson that can bring in the most beautiful things you'll ever experience in any lifetime. Folks, this show that we're going to be doing, Looking for Healing Radio, is an inspiration. It's an inspiration by my brother, Malcolm, the founder of America Out Loud. He came to me and he said, Doc, I think there's an opportunity here. I've always wanted to have a show dedicated to natural medicine. I think there's an opportunity here to put it on during the week. What do you think? Said, Brother Malcolm, I'm really tired. Oh, no. Then I stopped for a second and I said, you know what, Brother Malcolm? You have been so good to me, so good to the Energetic Health Institute, so good to so many people all over the world, the answer can only be yes. I will find the time. I will make the time. What's your idea? He said, well, I'm thinking 5 days a week. And I thought, I can't do 5 days a week, Brother Malcolm. He said, I know. Just shh. He said, what if we could bring some folks on with you? Give a really robust perspective and maybe set it up to where ultimately people listening in could come and be a part of the show a couple times a month. And you could, all four of you, maybe listen to their case and, you know, have that person join you, maybe sometimes even in a recording, so that you can share what you all would be able to do to help them if they were working with you. I said, oh man, I love that idea. There's no better way to learn than by doing. So he said, well, who you got? And I said, well, I'm thinking about Dr. Artis first. This is my brother. This is just a good dude, folks. He takes a lot of crap. And this is just a good dude. He does his work. He does his research. He's in it for the right reasons. He is faith bound. It's just a good dude. So I called up Brian and I said, hey, man, what do you think? And he's like, I'm in. That's just him. He was no hesitation. Just I'm in. And this, you got to understand, this is a dude that is so busy. It's ridiculous. And he said, I'm going to do it. I said, well, who do you think? And he said, well, let's talk to Ed. Dr. Ed Group, and let's talk to Dr. Jana Schmidt. And I said, okay, let's do it. We talked to Ed, and Ed was like, dude, I would love to do this show. I'm going to come on and do cameos with you guys, but I just can't commit right now to the full. I said, okay, no problem, brother. We get it. We talked to Dr. Jana, and she was like, absolutely, I am in. And I was like, okay, good. We got another one. I feel like we're putting together the Magnificent Seven, you know, where they start showing the fingers. That's another one. And I said, I think I got somebody. I think I got somebody really special. And the best part of it is she's not a doc. She is a nutritionist and works with energy medicine and has been doing it in a big way with detoxification and cleansing, deeply spiritual, profoundly spiritual. I said, let me talk to her and see, because she was at my COVID con, one of my COVID con events. Let me see if Nicola Burnett will join us. And she jumped at it. She said, oh, I've been wanting to get on a radio show and start this. Yes, I want to do it. And so we put the team together. And I'm going to tell you, folks, these are all good people. All I care about is what's in your heart. That's it. These are all good people. Good people with a lot of knowledge and a lot of expertise and a lot of experience. Key things you need, but most importantly, what they got is they got a lot of love. So I hope you'll join me in listening to what everybody has to say. You're going to hear sometimes that on certain topics, we disagree a little bit. And guess what? That's okay. There's many roads back to God, not only one. There's many roads back to health and healing, not only one. We want to share that with you. This show is for you. This show is about you, not us. We're going to teach you. We're going to teach you about your amazing body. We're going to teach you about the wonderful world of herbs, the wonderful world of natural therapeutics, the wonderful world of nutrition and healing, and the things that your body needs, the things your soul needs. Stay tuned. Right after the break, I'll have some great stories to share with you and some ones I think you'll be able to relate to. So we'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio, just for you, right after these messages. Folks, I founded the Energetic Health Institute not for fame and not for fortune, but for you. A place where you are family, period. And you get to meet people from all over the world who see the world much like you do. People who embrace you as family. A place where you can learn by doing and develop life skills and natural medicines. Skills that will last you and your loved ones for a lifetime. It's not money spent. It's money invested. Invested in your freedom, in your health. Holistic nutrition, detoxification, cleansing, fasting, and we have a great hit new course for people with long haul and people who are severely injured by the damn shots. Call it the Art of Cellular Healing. There's so much to get by getting plugged into our family. We want you to go ahead. And while we want you to join our family, there's so many ways you can do it, especially if money's a little tight. I always make sure that there's free out there for you. So for the student that wants it, they can get it. We are taking flight at the Energetic Health Institute. Our reputation has been earned and could not be better right now. So check us out at energetichealthinstitute.org and let's make tomorrow amazing. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-term effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. Fortunately, Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula with the miracle enzyme natokinase, scientifically studied to dissolve spike protein so you can feel your very best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, and sleep deep. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients supporting all four stages of sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Looking for Healing Radio. Folks, woo, oh my goodness. I got to tell you, I just finished a 3-day fast. All right. Just finished a 2-week purging program and then a 3-day fast. I did a microbiome screening and I found out I had 3 major infections. And so I took some herbs that were indicated for the infections. In fact, when the lab found the infections, the lab we use at the school actually gives us a sensitivity report. The sensitivity report tells us point blank what natural agents can kill some of the infections that you have. And so using that information, I went and started a 2-week kill program, and it was fantastic. Challenging, but that's what healing is. Fantastic, though. I feel so good. So then I take a week off and, you know, and had a little bit of food that I wasn't eating during the kill, you know, a lot of some carbs and stuff like that, some simple sugars. And then I did a 3-day fast because I'm going to start up my second cycle of it tomorrow. And what's really, really cool in the second cycle is it gets easier, thankfully. But let me knock on wood. But it's wonderful to get that fast in there and let the body kind of reset. So I just started. I just broke the fast today so I could go out with my son and celebrate. He just had a major milestone in his young life, and I was just so proud of him. And you know, we went out and had some food and everything, and I was like, wow, it's amazing how good food tastes when you haven't had any for a few days. So it's really cool to check out. And if you're interested in checking out microbiome screens and stuff like that, go to energetichealthinstitute.org. We're offering them to the public now. And you also get analysis by people that I've trained. So it's just, there's so much good stuff going on. I'm so proud of everybody at the school because we are making some magic happen. And it's just such a great thing to be a part of. So just go ahead and check it out, energetichealthinstitute.org. If you're curious about microbiome screening and getting some direction on what to do if when things are found that shouldn't be there. Because, I mean, it will literally change your life. It's such a beautiful, beautiful test. All right. So I want to get into a story. I got 2 that I'm going to tell you. One, this segment. But I want to keep a theme going, everybody. And that theme is from pain to purpose. So I want you to understand when I'm telling these stories, and if you're like, oh my God, that's hard and that's horrible. Yeah, some of it is, maybe. But the point of it isn't to make you sad. The point of it is to give you something you can relate to. So if you're going through a hard time, or if you're having some pain that you're having a hard time dealing with, you know there's a way to transform it into something incredibly productive for you, the people you love, and the people you have yet to meet. So without any further ado, here we go. Some of you, if you've been following me for a while, may have heard bits and pieces of these stories. So bear with me. I think they're still good stories. But at any rate, it's 1999. I've been madly in love, and I mean the best type of madly in love you could ever be with someone. Oh, my sweet Sadie, such a incredible, incredible person. Just one of the most definitely one of the most incredible people I've ever met with. You know, you ever been with somebody where you question yourself? You're like, what could this person that is such an angel possibly see in me, you know, that they want to spend any time with me? Oh my goodness. You know, oh my goodness. Just such an incredible, incredible woman. Well, as things happen, you know, we started to drift apart, and a lot of that was not a lot of it. All of it was my fault. You start taking people for granted, you know, because you get real comfortable in relationships. You're like, oh my God, I went from questioning why I'm even, you know, what you could see in me into just thinking that you'd never leave. Well, you start taking people for granted, and especially the love they have for you for granted. And sometimes you can start singing a Joni Mitchell song, you know, in not short order. And that's what happened. So I'm going to talk to you about the power of words, but where the power of her words took me, because it really launched this entire journey I've been on the last 25 plus years. Wow, 25 years. Can you imagine? 25 years. I have to stop and pinch myself sometimes. How lucky am I to have fallen in love with natural medicine? So much so, and not just natural medicine, the experience of healing with someone, the experience of learning more to help people. Once you help people heal, and notice what I keep saying, help. I don't heal anyone. I'm lucky to be a conduit of God's divine light. God does the healing. I'm just fortunate to be the participant, to assist, to guide. I keep telling people I've healed only one person in my entire career. That's me. And that's the grand total of people you'll ever heal in this lifetime. Well, there was this moment where she had had enough, and she was in the right. Let me tell you, she was definitely in the right. But there was this moment where she came into my house. We were standing in the hallway. We were looking at each other, and she was pissed. And she's such a sweet person. I'd never seen her pissed. She's just such a sweetheart. She was pissed. I messed up. She wanted me to come and see her when she was at work for away from the city we lived in. She was working abroad for a couple months, and I didn't go. I mean, you can't talk of a bigger failure for a man to his woman than that. It's just epic. She came, she was pissed, she had had enough, and she looked me in the eyes. And I know she doesn't mean this and didn't mean it, but I didn't know at the time, you know, young, foolish. She said powerful words. See, words have tremendous energy in them. Listen to what these words did. She said, I don't love you anymore. Hand to God, when she said that to me, hand to God, I could feel it, my entire brain, central nervous system, spinal cord twisted. I would later learn that's called a dural wind, and the people that know it best are the cranial sacralists. My entire spine, my entire brain twisted, the meninges, the skin of the brain twisted, it corked. And it was like someone hit me with a bat in the knee and in the head at the same time, because my legs buckled. Not kind of buckled, physically buckled. And I fell to the ground. I fell to the ground in convulsions, still conscious, looking at her as she turned and she walked away. And I know it was hard for her to turn and walk away seeing me do that. But she was strong too. And she turned and walked away, and I watched her walk out of my life. this angel, this absolute angel. And I knew it was all my fault. And my body, the power of words, my body went into immediate chaos, immediate disease. It took me minutes to get up. And when I got up, I was only able to carry myself ever so slightly back into my bedroom and fall down on the bed. This was in the afternoon, folks. I kept going in and out of sleep all night. And when I finally woke up and got up and walked to the bathroom, the next morning, I saw something crazy. Remember what I said? I'm not embellishing. This happened. I had a silver streak in my hair, the same silver streak you might see me now, and the top of my dome. Thank God I still got some hair growing up there. My skin was white as a ghost. It looked like someone had hit me in the face with talcum powder and put dark rings underneath my eyes. I looked like the poor unfortunate souls from The Little Mermaid. I looked like that. I couldn't believe it. I looked like a ghost. And then I looked down at my toenails, hand to God. On both big toes, diagonal cracks, not little cracks that like, oh, I could see it. No, full cracks. The toenails separated diagonally on the big toes. I would learn later when I studied Chinese medicine that that's the liver meridian and the spleen meridian. I had an impossible time digesting the words that she said to me. And it absolutely crumpled my spleen, my pancreas, and my liver. And it manifested literally overnight as the cracking of toenails. That's crazy, folks. Absolutely crazy. But hand to God, it happened. The next several months would be a lot of Sade music, which is not the best music to listen to when you're going through an intense breakup like that. It was during the winter, so yay, you know, a little seasonal depression on top of it. Really hard time, you know, totally isolated, didn't want to be around anyone. And I got to tell you, I needed a hug in the baddest of ways, but I couldn't even extend myself to people to tell them that. It got so bad that one night I did decide to commit suicide. I had been thinking about it. It hurt so bad. I just couldn't deal with it. So one night I went into my bedroom and I rolled out my uncle's rug, my uncle who had passed on a few years before, rug that I still use to this day for my meditations. I got down on my knees, naked before God. And for whatever reason, because I wasn't really faith-bound at that time, I decided to pray. I got on my knees, and tears just started pouring out of my eyes. I said, God, I want to come home. And as sure as I'm talking to you right now, the voice of God came into that room. It wasn't just in my head. The voice of God came into that room and said these words: you can come home anytime you want. Just remember, the way you feel there is the way you will feel here. And I got to tell you, folks, hearing those words, I knew them to be true. And I bust out in tears. And I said, God, I don't care. I can't go on like this. This hurts too much. I'm in too much pain. I want to come home. And the voice of God, like a smile, someone, you know, when someone talks to you with a smile, said, if you stay, I promise to show you the most beautiful things you will ever see in any lifetime. You want to talk about bawling? I started bawling on this rug, just because I knew what God was telling me was true. And I knew it would be hard. I mean, you're talking about God telling me from the moment in the low pit that I was in of walking up Mount Everest by myself at night, naked, cold and freezing, and getting to the top of some peak that I'd never been to before. I mean, it's just, it sounds impossible, right? From pain to purpose. God believed in me that I could do it. And I'm telling you, God believes in you the same, that you can do it. The only way to fail is to give up. So don't you dare give up. Don't you dare. Find God. And if you need him to, let him carry you like he carried me. Because after that, I would go and search out how to heal myself. I had an honest conversation with myself. I couldn't stand white coats even back then. They almost killed me a couple times when I was a little kid. Couldn't stand them. And so I looked in the mirror after that. I said, all right, well, if you're going to heal, you're going to have to heal yourself. And I thought, I don't know the first thing about it. I don't know anything about my body, know anything about anything. So what did I do? The thing that anyone should do when they're seeking healing, go and learn how to heal. Called up, and through a series of wonderful coincidences, I was routed to the wrong school that was perfect for me. A little school that doesn't exist anymore called the Dow Healing Arts Center. And I went there at a magical time when there were PhD biochemists at this little hole-in-the-wall massage school, PhD biochemists, renowned authors in acupuncture, Dr. Mikio Senki, brilliant minds like Dr. Vincent Medici, he goes by now. He used to go by Dr. Saporito. What a beautiful dude. Super smart. Smart. One of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. You had wonderful people that used their hands like Justice Sandwell and Ingrid Martson. And they were all led by a gem of a human being, Dr. Soan Kaneko, who always taught about the importance of gratitude. And what a guy to say it. He had been through so many tragedies and still teaching the importance of gratitude. And I got there at the perfect time. The perfect time, the perfect teachers teaching the perfect things. And they helped me over the course of 18 months heal my body and find my purpose. Because that's what teachers can do. They can inspire us to find something deep within us that we only maybe hoped was really there. And that's why I've dedicated myself to being a teacher. I'm not a statesman and I'm not a politician, and I'm going to talk too much shit to be any of those things. But I am going to be a straight up teacher at all times. 25 years later, I have seen the most beautiful things that I could ever see in any lifetime. And you listening are a part of that. That's why I'm so grateful for you. We'll be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages. Whoops, did I say Energetic Health Radio? Slap my face. I've been told that one. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio. Yes, folks, I'll get it together right after these messages.
We are fighting the ultimate fight between good and evil. AmericaOutloud.com replaces groupthink with innovative think. Well, it was Walt Whitman, the poet, who said, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you." America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on all the fear-mongering, but deep down you try and minimize viral exposure and your risk of getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine nasal solution. I don't need to tell you just how powerful a nasal cleansing formula with xylitol, povidone iodine, and vitamin D3 for immune support could be. In fact, my attorney told me not to tell you. Google it and find out for yourself. Now, get yourself a bottle of American-made Cofix RX nasal solution. Let's get out and live again. CofixRx.com. That's CofixRx.com. Use coupon code OUTLOUD and get 20% off.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
All right, everybody, welcome back again. Dr. H, it's Looking for Healing Radio. Yeah, I know. I'll get it. Poe body's nerfed. All right, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed that last story. You know, it's incredible the ways that we find God, right? And it's incredible how often we find God when we're at our weakest, and God's always there. Isn't that cool? Just such a cool, cool thing. Well, I'm going to tell you another story. And I think one of the things that's so fun about my life has been so greatly influenced by incredible women. You want to talk about why I'm so protective of women? It's because women are incredible and worthy of a man's protection. I get so upset when I see men being weak out there and women being hurt. It infuriates me. If there is ever anything worth dying for, worth fighting for, it's the love of a woman. And I'm not just talking about romantic love. I mean, my grandmothers, oh my God, such strong women, great women, and were strong, tough, and also nurturing. What an incredible balance, right? That was just natural. It's just what a woman was, you know? My great-grandmother picked cotton, you know, and then went to become a nurse to help take care of her family. And then made sure that her great-grandchildren were the first to go to college. I mean, she sacrificed her whole life, matriarch of her family. My grandma Nina, I love her. All she cared about was, did you have a good heart? It's all she cared about. My grandma Irma took care of me from the time I was born. Oh, I love her so much. These people I miss, you know? Thankfully, no one ever dies. Yeah, we leave our bodies. But no one ever dies. I'm looking at their pictures right now. Got them right on my desk. I see my auntie Amy and my auntie Mary. I see my Auntie Mamie. Oh, another one of our matriarchs. Just wonderful, wonderful women. Nothing shapes a man into a better version of himself like a loving woman. And I've been so blessed to have so many shaping me into a good man. No way I'm the man I am today without them and the love that they invested in me. Not a chance. So if you're out there, and I know Mother's Day just passed, but really every day is Mother's Day. If you're out there and there's someone in your life that's helped shape you, give them a call. Tell them you love them. Tell them you appreciate everything that they've done for you. You know why I ask you to do that? Because all these great women I'm mentioning, they've passed on. Every now and then I'm lucky to get to talk to them in a dream. Every now and then. But it's nothing like talking to someone you love when they're here in the flesh, you know? So don't take these days for granted. Tell the people you love that you love them. Make sure it's not uncertain at all. What's more medicinal than love? I have no idea. No idea. You know, my mom passed away over 20 years ago, over a little over 20 years ago. I'd just gotten started in the healing arts. You know, I was about a year and a half, 2 years in. I had had enough knowledge to know some things and still so much to learn. I mean, I'm still learning today, folks. I love it. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm a lifelong student. As life would have it, my mother was administered Premarin, horse urine, as a hormone replacement, and never told that it can lead to lung cancer. My mom also had 12 silver fillings in her mouth, metal fillings that were off-gassing mercury 37 times above the safe allowable limit, as if there is a safe allowable limit for daily exposure to mercury. Those two factors combined, I know now, combined for the development of senescent cells and pseudouridine formation and protein synthesis error and all the things that we call cancer. And my mother, who had never smoked a day in her life, developed lung cancer. There was some emotional stuff in there that I'd learned later. You know, family secrets come out. Not that she did anything wrong, but just that she was internalizing some emotion as well. And that always affects the lungs. See, we're going to talk to you over this show about these things. I want you to understand the roles emotion plays and energy plays, and then the biochemistry and the physiology and the anatomy of the body. I want you to understand how you're connected so that you can be in control of your life. It's appalling to me what I'm seeing on in the world right now. Never seen so many overweight people in the world. Can we make America thin again? I wonder. But I can tell you this, I'm going to try. Well, my mother develops cancer. She gets diagnosed with it really around October of 2001. And it's very aggressive, like her personality was. She was very aggressive, very tough, a lot of grit. Love that in women. I got to tell you, I love that in women, the grit, and still be able to be a woman, but the toughness is there. Strong. Raised so many children. Strong. Taught everyone the moral compass we have to do what's right. And that everything has to be fair. Everyone gets the same. And for if you want something, you work for it. Just grit. Grit, grit, grit. You want to know where I get my grit from? I will not budge when I know I'm in the right. Get that from my mother. My mother gets diagnosed in October of 21. It's stage four. Everybody knows she's putting her affairs in order, all that stuff. By March of 22, she's gone. The week before she would pass, and her last wish was to die in her bed, which we were able to grant her. It's my great, one of my great triumphs in life. She was at the hospital, City of Hope. There ain't no hope there. Bunch of charlatans, bunch of used car salesmen. Can't stand it. Lying to people. She had been entered in a clinical trial for an experimental series of drugs, chemotherapies. And, you know, these bastards took them away from her when she got admitted during her last week, and then took the medications away from her and kicked her out of that trial so it wouldn't skew the data in a negative direction for them. For FDA approval. Yeah, I watched all that happen. I watched a doctor wearing a stupid Tigger from Winnie the Pooh stethoscope cover ask me why she might need an enema when she hadn't had a bowel movement in over a week and was in complete distress digestively. Moron. Wanted to smack him right in his face right there. We sign all these papers, these stupid papers that tell the hospital that we are going to leave when she gives us the word. You know, these bastards talked her into doing a round of radiation when she was already on her deathbed. And do you know they went to my brothers and sisters who knew nothing about health, urging them to convince her and put pressure on her to do it? You know why they did that? They knew there was no hope for her. At the City of Hope, they knew there was no hope for her recovery. They wanted to bill the insurance more. Gutless, greedy, selfish, degenerate bastards that they are. Yeah, I got an axe to grind. They killed my mom. You're damn right I got an axe to grind. And I'm going to grind it. They killed my mom. Lies can kill. Deceit can kill. They killed my mom. On the day before she lost her ability to speak, on her deathbed, well, thankfully not her deathbed, but the one they wanted in the hospital to be her deathbed, the mom brought everybody into the room one at a time to give her final words to them, final messages. What a sacred time these times are. We should never shield our children from these times. These are good times. Yes, they're supposed to be painful. Let it hurt all the way. It's a part of it all, the magic. There's nothing to be afraid of, but it's okay to be sad. She called me into the room. She made me promise to become a doctor. She said, you've been waiting, been pussyfooting around enough. Go and become a doctor. Promise me you will help them. That's all she said. I didn't know what she meant until COVID hit. She was seeing into the future. Help them. Help the people who are injured by these lies and deceit. And that's what I've dedicated my life to doing. She said in her final words to me, remember what's good. What a brilliant, brilliant woman. What courage it takes to be facing your last hours and have a message like that for someone you love. Remember what's good. Why in the world would we shield children from that experience? Why in the world would we shield anyone from them? That's the crime of our elders dying alone in 2020 and 2021. That's the crime. Those moments were torn away from families all around the world. That's criminal. Well, the next day she would lose her ability to speak and she would start fading in and out of consciousness. And so me and my father were sleeping in the room every night, never left the hospital. I smelled like you wouldn't believe. I hadn't had a shower in like a week. And I was laying on the floor that night, her last night, laying on the floor in the hospital room and waiting for the word. And my dad was propped up on a couple of chairs, cobbled together right next to her. She would never be alone. We would not allow it. So I was in a dream state. I was having a dream about something. And then this white light just flooded into my dream. Flooded into my dream, just over the whole dream. And all I heard was a single voice, my mother's. Now, remember, I said my mother lost her ability to speak. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. And I popped up and I turned over and looked, and her left arm was in the air with her hand motioning for me to come towards her. She wasn't looking at me. Her eyes weren't open, just her left hand. She was talking to me in my dream. She saw me completely. Hand to God. Jumped up. I stood over her. I said, "Mom, are you ready to go home?" And all she did was gently nod up and down. Woke my dad up, said it's time. He jumped up. We had the wheelchair there. We picked her up, put her in the wheelchair. We started to take her out. And wouldn't you know it, one of these damn Cult of Asclepius nurses tried to hold us up and say, "You can't go." We had already signed the paperwork. They couldn't find it. I put the guy on the wall and I said, "Stop me." Just then a security guard that I had befriended came over and said to me, "Hey, what's going on here?" I said, "Hey, we're taking my mom home." He said, "Oh, don't worry. I got this, bro." And he pulled the nurse off and he said, "You guys go, go, go." We get to my Isuzu Rodeo that I had forgotten to fill up the gas tank because I'd been with my mom every day for 7 days, sitting in the parking lot. We had maybe 10 miles of gas to do a 25-mile drive home. Don't have time to get gas. God, please get us home. Driving frantically, calling my brothers and sisters, call everybody, get them home. Her last wish is to die in her bed. Sun just starts coming up. This beautiful midnight blue starts to transition into these lavender tones, just warming the sky. We're driving frantically. My mother's in the front seat. My father's in the back seat, holding her up, talking to her, just trying to keep her breathing. "We're heading home, baby. We're heading home, baby. Just stay awake. Just stay here. Stay here. We're going to get you home. My mom dies in my truck. My dad starts screaming, "No, Janice, no, don't leave yet, baby. Don't leave. We're going to get you home. Don't leave. I'm driving like 80 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour. She comes back in. Craziest stuff I've ever seen. We make it to the house. Somehow, everyone was there. I mean, people from further away than we were got there somehow. Her friends, her family, everyone around, all ages, young and old. My brothers grab her, had a chair waiting for her, put her on the chair, ran her upstairs. We all get up there. We lay her in her bed. I grab my mother in my arms. I say, "Mom." Her last breath. Could you imagine robbing someone of that experience? Why do I fight? I fight because of that. These are sacred moments. No government has any authority to intervene on. No CDC, no WEF, no Bill Gates, none of these cowards have a right to invade, encroach, infringe, prevent those moments. The world is better from those moments. That's why I fight, to help them, all of them. And with that last conversation my mother and I had, I went from pain into purpose. The purpose of being a channel for God's light, to being a being of God's light, into learning everything I can and sharing all that I can to help them. From pain to purpose. We've all felt pain. Now let's find our collective purpose. The challenge before us is epic, no doubt. What an honor to be alive right now. God entrusted us with this because God believes we can get it done. We can get it done. Let's answer his call to service. We will create the world we want to live in, not be subjugated as slaves into the world they want us to go quietly into. I will not go quietly into their dark night. And I pray that you feel the same. They want hell? I will bring them to the gates of hell, throw them in it, and lock and burn the gates. That's my promise. And how will I do it? With the thing that they don't have, that they've never been able to counter, my sword and my shield. Love. Period. Folks, remember, the only medicine is natural medicine, because natural medicine first does no harm. Medicine is that which God has provided us to work with our body and soul at the cellular level, and even deeper and beyond, to help our body and soul restore order where chaos called disease may exist. There's so much we have to unlearn, and I'm grateful to be able to unlearn it with you so we can learn something better together, something filled with love, with logic, and with light. You are a child of God. You are a being of light. So remember that when you're looking for healing, make sure you look within. May the Almighty, the author of all things, shine his divine light down upon us, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. Until next week, folks, I'm Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. H, founder of the Energetic Health Institute, and I say to you, aloha and adios.